The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream. Okay.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Oh, it's Thoughts and Prayers Friday, you bastards, again.
I'd like to start this morning with a word about yesterday's tragic shooting in Parkland, Charleston, Orlando. I, along with all members of the Senate, will keep the victims and their families in our prayers.
My thoughts and prayers will go out to all of the victims, their families, and the entire community.
Offering our prayers and our thoughts.
There's a whole lot of mourning and a lot of grief and a lot of broken hearts.
My heart, my thoughts, my prayers.
And of course, we are thinking and praying today.
I stand for freedom.
Thoughts and prayers. Protect
that will lift the victims and their families.
Do you think that the news organizations like just pre-write these stories and then just plug in, you know, like at the end of the city and how many dead? Because I think that they could. You're going to have to talk to me because I have said everything that I know how to say. More guns, more gun violence, period. Right? Now, there was another mass shooting last night, in case you don't know what I'm talking about. And they still don't. It's like the same story over and over again. Don't know the motive. This one has a little twist in it. The FBI and the local police knew about this person. He's a young guy in his 20s. I'm guessing a white man is what I'm guessing. I don't know. All I know is a FedEx facility, Indianapolis, Indiana. I think this is the third mass shooting this year in Indianapolis. Hey, way to go, Indy. And a young male in his 20s. Shooter commits suicide, takes eight people with him. Can we just go back to before the days where, you know, semi-automatic weapons and weapons of war were commonly, you know, given out to people just to, like, cookies, like crackers? Can we go back to, like, when you wanted to kill yourself, you had to jump off a bridge? Because I don't remember people jumping off bridges taking eight people with them. Do you? What is going on here where people want to commit suicide, A, in and of itself, sad and problematic, but B, they want to kill a whole bunch of people before they kill themselves. They need to take a whole bunch of people with them, and guess what? They have the tools to do it. Just write the mass shooting news. Just write it in advance, and then plug in the location and the number of injured and the number of dead. Oh, and whether or not the shooter was a white guy, because still to this moment, I'm not clear, I'm not sure. I will tell you this. The story is that the family of this person, you talk about, oh, well, let's do red flag laws. You know, this is like as far as the Republicans will go on the gun talk is, well, we do need red flag laws. You know, people should be able to go to the court and make a case in front of a judge and get a judge to enter a verdict about whether or not this person should be able to have their guns taken away from them for like 3 days. This is like reporting spousal abuse, right? And you can't really report it because you know that once you report it, they're going to let the guy go and he's going to come after you, right? Okay. So, maybe there are four red flag laws there. Well, apparently this family did report this 20-year-old guy who just killed eight people, wounded, I think, four, and then took his own life. Yeah, they did warn. They warned the local police and the FBI, and the FBI closed the investigation for lack of, you know, insufficient evidence. You know, there's another story that goes side by side with this one. It's not as, killing. It's not as bloody. It's not as dramatic. But it's another story about reporting somebody and the whole thing backfiring. What are you talking about? Okay, so AP reported yesterday that the former lieutenant governor of Texas, no, not Dan Patrick, who told us to die of COVID for the stock market. No, the one who preceded him, Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, yeah, of Texas. He was arrested on a family violence charge in Dallas and released from jail on Wednesday, after he assaulted a woman. Okay. Now, why is this like the other? Well, because Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst had a girlfriend, and that girlfriend reported him because she said he was violent and hurting her. And guess what happened? She got arrested. She was arrested for injuring him. For injuring him. She apparently injured him in self-defense and broke two of his ribs. But they didn't care about that part. So they arrested her. He went on to assault another woman and finally was arrested on family violence charges. Yet now, this is the same story in this weird way of this 20-year-old. The family of this 20-year-old actually reported him as being very violent and somebody who should not have had a gun. So he was a known violent person in the community, but they closed the inquiry into the suspect, who is now the dead man who killed eight people, saying insufficient evidence. Now, you know, if these were black people, then they would have died at the moment of contact with the police, you know, wouldn't have, you know. Now, the poor white girl who reported the lieutenant governor, she didn't stand a chance because he's powerful. It's Texas, you know what I mean? So they put her in jail. Shut up already. Just shut up about it. So this person that just committed this mass shooting at the FedEx in Indianapolis was a, you know, was somebody who was known to law enforcement. He was known to local authorities, and he was known to the FBI, who had opened up a preliminary investigation into any possible threat. And they closed it, insufficient evidence, and he went on to just massacre people last night in the parking lot of the FedEx, and then walked into the, and randomly, just never got into a confrontation with anybody, just randomly, which tells you that whoever, you know, spotted his mental breakdown or his inability to discern right from wrong or his inability to separate his anger and violent urges from his gun collection, you know, so today is another Thoughts and Prayers Day. The story is the same. It's the same story over and over again. The experts will, you know, sit on the TV and they will say, listen, more guns equals more gun crime. Quote, I'm just going to say what they're going to say because we've been to this rodeo over and over. They're going to say, we will probably never know the motive. Ted Cruz will offer thoughts and prayers in a combative way. In a combative way. Because shooting a bunch of people in America is what we do in America when we feel angry or frustrated or bored. Because people in this country who are ill-informed, poorly informed, like nakedly unread, think that they have a Second Amendment right to do that. They think that if they feel frustrated, if they feel angry, if they feel bored because of a lockdown or because we're trying to prevent another 500,000 people from dying from a virus, then they have the right to shoot a bunch of people because they're bored or because they're isolated or because, you know, they snapped and they don't know that they're supposed to pick up a phone and ask for help. They think that's why the guns are there. To help them relieve themselves of their boredom, their anger, their frustration. So here's a guy, kills eight people, kills himself. Oh, and the other thing we might hear is, oh, it was a copycat after the Boulder, or it was a copycat after the Atlantas. Right? Only in America do you have access to machines that will help you take others out when you feel suicidal. I really do. I miss the days of It's a Wonderful Life. Remember that movie, It's a Wonderful Life? Mm-hmm. He was suicidal, right? He's going to jump off a bridge. I don't recall him wanting to shoot up Mary's house. I don't recall him wanting to shoot up the gym.